To you all, you can see we have ministry around the world, but we have ministry right here this week, Wednesday, Fall Festival. It's a great time for kids from our community to come hear the gospel, but there's things like candy if me and Gudula don't eat it up before then. But all kinds of wonderful stuff, hamburgers at night, so check your bulletin out for that. You'll love that. Also, next Sunday night, we've been doing a little ministry called the Bibel Snaka. It's getting into the Word of God. If you'd like to work ahead, you'll find on that over by the directories, I put the study for next time. You have 14 references to the Holy Spirit in the book of Galatians, and that's what we're going to be looking at. We're going to look at the Holy Spirit and what does the book of Galatians teach us about that. So that's next Sunday night, and that starts at 7 o'clock. Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of Matthew, Matthew in chapter 25, Matthew 25. Reading from the NIV this morning, Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. Again, the kingdom of God will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To the one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went out, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. The master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness, your master's joy. The man with 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I've gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you're a hard man, and you harvest where you have not sown, and you gather where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and I went out and I hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. The master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. You knew that I harvest where I do not have not sown, and I gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more and will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is God's word. Let's pray together this morning. Lord, thank you that we can come before you and worship you and exalt you, sing your praises. Thank you, Lord, that from the very moment we became a Christian, we realize that you have spoken to us through your word. And it's been our endeavor, our journey, our relationship with you to continue to abide in that word, to listen to you, to hear it taught, to read it, to reflect on it, to memorize it, to live it out. Lord, help us today, we pray, as we build on what you have done for us over these many years, your faithfulness to us here at First Free. Help us to go into the future and to bless you and praise you, Lord, for what you're doing and how we can continue to work with you. Lord, we are praying people. We are needy. We're always spiritually in need of you to work in our hearts and our lives. And many of us, perhaps all of us here, have something on our heart that we need to bring to you. We want to bring to you. We want you to speak into our heart. We look for you to work your work in our lives, in our families' lives. And so even now, Lord, in the quietness of where we're seated, we just bring these things to you, these concerns, these challenges. Maybe it's a nasty habit. Maybe it's a spiritual need. Maybe it's a financial need. Lord, hear us as we talk to you, pray to you, bring these before you. Lord, we want to remember those who are really struggling with cancer, and I think this morning of Roy Gustafson at Israel House. Bless him, Lord, as he's in hospice. May you fulfill your work in his life, as from our angle, one day he'll see you soon. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Welcome him, we pray. Lord, pray for his family, strengthen them. Thank you, Lord, for Jimmy Scott. We pray you put your hand on him as well as he is struggling with cancer. And we just pray the will of the Lord be accomplished in his life. We think of our friend Jim Jones as well as he's receiving cancer treatment. And bless him, help him, heal him. Again, Lord, all of us, not all of us here can say that we're struggling with cancer, but those struggles that we have may feel like they're just as severe. And overwhelming. Help us to see you. Help us to see that you not only meet our needs, but you help us walk. You help us grow in Christ's likeness. You want us to be like those two servants who you deposited into their lap. You gave them gifts. You gave them abilities. You gave them opportunities. And they were faithful with it. Help us, Lord, to follow you. Help us to respond to you. Help us to put into practice what we've learned. Help us to be good and faithful servants. Teach us about that today. Use these gifts, these offerings now, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.